started last time the Parshas HaTamid. We say in the morning the Parsha in Parshas Pinchas, Perech Chavches, and it says there that the person that the, in the times of the Beis Hamikdash we used to bring a Karban Tamid in the morning. Karban Tamid was in the morning was the Tamid Shel Shachar, and another Karban Tamid in the afternoon is Karban Tamid Shel Bein Harabayim. So now that was what we learned a little bit about Masechta Zvachim, what carbon that they brought. Now the next few psukim that are up to now in Perech of Ches, really starting with Pasuk Hey till the end of this little parsha here. So then it shifts us into Parshas Menachos, to Masechta Menachos, which is as follows, just a brief introduction. The karbanos that were brought before the karbanos, which pasuk we're up to? Yeah, we're starting now with Va'asir Sa'if Asaylis L'mincha, which is Pasuk Hey in the parasha. So before we start talking about L'mincha, what the Karban Mincha is, so the thing is like this. In the Karbanos that were brought way back when, before Matan Torah, so let's start like this. There's a din by Karbanos Oila. An Oila is a type of carbon that you bring that... That is totally burnt. No, nobody gets to eat any part of it. So by a carbon oila, that's one of the types of carbonis that we, the halacha is, together with the carbon, we bring two things together with it. One is called a mincha, and one is called a nesach. That's menachas and nesachim. The mesachta of menachas discusses both of those aspects, menachas and nesachim. Now what does this mean? This means simply that when a person brings a carbon oila, whether it's a carbon oila that a person is deciding himself to bring, to offer a carbon and a dava, he wants to bring a carbon oila, or similar to the carbon oilas tamid, which is a carbon oila that's for the entire tzibur for Klai Yisrael, that we have a chayva to bring every single day, two karbanas. So any carbon oila that we bring has to be accompanied with a mincha and a nesach. A mincha is from soilas, which is fine flour, usually mixed with oil. That's the mincha. And the nesachim is a carbon of wine, a wine offering. So in addition to bringing the carbon, the actual animal, you also had to pay for and bring a mincha, which is the fine flour mixed with oil, and also nesachim, which is a wine offering. So now, what was done with these karbanas? So the carbon, obviously, the animal was shechted. They would shech the animal, and then following the shechita, the kayan would accept the blood in a kli, that's called kabbalah. After there are four avodas that are done with the carbon, the shechita is the first, the kabbalah is the second one, he would accept the blood in a kli, and then hoilacha, he would bring the blood that he just accepted in a kli, the kayan, he would bring it towards the mizbeach, and the final one is zrika, which was he would throw the blood exactly where he was supposed to on the mizbeach. As we mentioned last time, the main kapara that the carbon brings about is with the zrika. But the mincha, we're talking about flour and oil, there's no shechita going on. So what do you do with the mincha? So mincha, there are also four avoidas corresponding to the four avoidas by a carbon, by a zevach. But by a mincha, the way it works is like this. The kayan would take his three middle fingers and do something called a kmitza. He would dig into the flour and the oil. Those three middle fingers, then he would rub off with his pinky on the bottom and with his thumb on the top and make sure it's exactly a kmitza's worth, three fingers, three middle fingers. And that's the first avoida, the kmitza. Then he would take the kmitza and put it into a kli sharis, into a holy kli, that's called matan kli, put it in the kli. And then hoilacha, he would carry that kli to the mizbeach, and then there was no zrika, you didn't throw the flour, but they would burn it on top of the mizbeach, called haktaras koimetz, burning of the koimetz. That was the fourth avoid. So hakapanim, with the mincha, that's what was done. The nesachim is wine, what's done with that? So that's really spoken about in a Mishnah in Sukkah. And the Mishnah says there that what you do with the wine, the person who brought the carbon would bring this yayin, would bring the prescribed amount of wine to the mizbeach, and he would actually pour it, the kohen would do this, would pour it on the mizbeach. There were, in the corner of the mizbeach, there were two silver bowls. You might not be familiar with this, this is in the Mishnah in Sukkah, that there were two silver bowls, they used to pour the wine into these bowls, and these bowls had a hole on the bottom of it, and it led... The wine would go through the bottom of the bowls and would flow down a pipe into deep cavities that were underneath the mizbeach that were called shisin. Shin Yud Saf Yud Nun Shisin, and then you've done the avoda with the nesach. So al kapanim, in addition to the carbon being brought, which is called the zevach, the actual animal, then there was mincha and nesachim. What? It goes on the floor underneath the mizbeach. There was deep cavities that were underneath the mizbeach, and that was the final place of the wine of the nesachim. The Mishnah talks about it, the Lagavi Nisach HaMayim on Sukkot, there was other types of Nesachim. But by every carbon oila and by Shlamim as well, they would bring a Mincha and a Nesachim. That's the idea. Just a drop of a idea about this is the Pesukim at the end of Parsha Shlach discuss this, every carbon, exactly what the Mincha that's prescribed for it and the Nesachim. There's a Svarnai over there in Parsha Shlach, in Perek Tezvav, Pasuk Gimel. The Svarnai says over there that the originally, this explains the ideas behind the Mincha and the Nesachim, originally when Karbanas were brought, a regular carbon oila, let's say, so it didn't have to be accompanied by anything else. A person brought an oila, it was a Reich Nechayach, it has a pleasant smell to Hashem. Hashem was happy that a person brought an oila. The first carbon that was accepted, the carbon of Hevel, and Nayach, and Avram Avinu, and by Matan Torah, they brought Karbanas, so it doesn't say anything about a Mincha or a Nesachim. They brought a carbon oila, and Hashem was very happy. However, the Svarnai says, once there was a Chet HaEgel, then already there was a Kitrug on Klal Yisrael, so their Karbanos were not able to be accepted, L'Reach Nechoyach, unless it had something added to it. And that's when it added the Mincha Nesachim. The way the Svarnai says, then it was added that a Karban Tzibur, like the Karban Tamid, which is an oil that represented all of Klal Yisrael, a Karban Tzibur, to represent all of Klal Yisrael, you had to have Menachos and Nesachim. You had to have this flour with the oil, and you had to have the wine. Then there was another chet, the chet hameraglim. Once there's a chet hameraglim, then even a carbon yachid, even an individual who offers to bring a carbon oil or a shlamim, then his carbon wasn't the reach nechayach unless it was accompanied with a mincha and nesachim. So that's a little bit the history according to the Svarnai, how it came about, the chiv of mincha and nesachim with the carbon, that the carbon oil used to be a reach nechayach on its own, and then after the chet ha'egel, the carbon tzibur needed mincha and nesachim, and after the chet hameraglim, even the carbon yachid needed a mincha and nesachim. Okay, so we've discussed in the beginning of the parashia that the carbon oila that was brought every day for the whole tzibur, that was the oilas tamid, one in the morning, one in the afternoon, that was brought. There was a lamb in the morning, a lamb in the afternoon. Now we start talking about the mincha and the nesachim that's brought from it. So in pasuk hey it says as follows: Va'asiris ha'ifas oilas lemincha belula b'shemen kosis revi'is ha'in. What does that mean? Asiris ha'ifa is a tenth of an eifa, soilas, a fine flour, lemincha for the mincha. What's the mincha that we're talking about? Again, like we said, that every carbon oila, specifically this oila that's a carbon tamid every morning, has to be accompanied with a mincha. So what? How much flour and how much oil? So it says a tenth of an eifa was a measurement, a solid measurement. Asiris ha'ifa, soilas lemincha. Soilas, that a tenth of an eifa of fine flour was the prescribed amount for a mincha. Belula mixed b'shemen kasis with crushed oil, revi'is ha'hin, a quarter of a hin. A quarter of a hin is a hin is a liquid measure. Revi'is ha'hin, a quarter of a hin of crushed oil. What does that mean, crushed oil? Obviously, it means that the olives were crushed. That's what Rashi says in the beginning of Parshas Tetzaveh, right? It says there also v'yikhu eilecha shemen zayis zoch kasis lamar. Kasis means crushed. So Rashi says there hazayis kasis v'lo yashemen. That the olive is what's crushed. Now, obviously, we're not crushing the oil. So that's what it means over here in Parshas Pinchas as well. Asiris ha'efa, a tenth of an efa, fine flour, is with, for the mincha. Mixed with how much oil? Mixed with a quarter of a hin of shemen kosis, of shemen that comes from olives that were crushed. That's the pasuk that tells us about the mincha that accompanied the carbon oil. Now the pasuk interjects a little bit and says, oilas tamid, this whole thing is the oilas tamid. This is pasuk vav. Oilas tamid, the continual carbon oil that was brought every single day. Ha'asuya b'har Sinai, which was done on Har Sinai. L'reach nichayach will be a pleasant smell to the Rabbanu Shalalem. Isha l'Hashem, a fire offering to Hashem. A fire offering meaning that it was all burnt up. Nobody ate any part of the carbon oil, as we've said. Oil was totally burnt to Hashem. So now, what does this mean? Ha'asuya b'har Sinai. The Mefarshim grapple with this very much. What does it mean? The carbon that was made on Har Sinai, that was done on Har Sinai. Why is the pasuk bringing that in over here, b'chlam? So we won't get into all the pshatim ba'arichus. One simple pshat is based on a Gemara Chagiga. Gemara Chagiga Davav, Amar Aleph, tells us that on Har Sinai we know that there were karbanis that were brought. It says in the pasuk at the end of Parashas Mishpatim, Vayalu Oilois, they brought Oilois. So the Gemara Chagiga discusses what was that karban oila. What type of karban oila did they bring? So there's two shitas, and Beis Hillel's shita is, and this is the shita of many Tanon, Gemara Chagiga brings it down, and Avav, Oila Shehekrivu Yisrael Bamidbar, the karban oila that the Bnei Yisrael offered in the desert, in the Midbar by Har Sinai, Oilas Tamid Havoy. That was an Oilas Tamid, that was the regular oilas prescribed here in Parashas Pinchas, to bring an oila every single day. So that's what we say, according to that pshat, the Gemara actually brings this pasuk, Oilas Tamid, the Oilas Tamid Ha'asuya Bar Sinai, that was the one that was done in Har Sinai, when it says, in Parashas Mishpatim, Vayalu Oilois, so that's what we're discussing here in this parasha again, why the Torah has to tell us Ha'asuya Bar Sinai, so there's drashas and pshatim, see Rashi over there in Parashas Pinchas and other mafarshim, Hakabanim, that's just the taish, l'chor of Ha'asuya Bar Sinai, going with that shita, that on Har Sinai, this was the carbon oila that was brought, the Oilas Tamid. Obviously, according to the other shitas in the Gemara, that this was not the carbon brought on Har Sinai. I have to say a different pshat. But this could be one pshat just going through the pasuk. Okay, so the Torah mentioned the Zevach, it mentioned the Mincha, it threw in that this is the Oilas Tamid Ha'asuya by Har Sinai. And now, the next pasuk, which is pasuk Zayin in the parasha, talks about the Nesach, the wine offering. And it says, V'niskoi, it's Nesach, which means the Nesach that was supposed to be brought with this carbon oil. Because now every carbon oila has to be accompanied with a mincha and a nesach. So what's the prescribed nesach for this lamb that's brought as the zevach of the oilas tamid? Revi'is ha'hin, a quarter of a hin, la keves, for each keves, for the keves, and la keves ha'echad, for the morning keves. You have to have a quarter of a hin, and it means of yayin. Revi'is ha'hin, a quarter of a hin, just like we had a quarter of a hin of oil mixed in to the flour of this mincha. So the nesach is a similar measurement, revi'is ha'hin, a quarter of a hin, for the keves ha'echad, for the morning keves, you have a revi'is ha'hin, a quarter of a hin of wine. What are you supposed to do with this quarter of a hin of wine? Ba'kodesh ha'seich. Upon the holy mizbeach, ba'kodesh here is referring to the mizbeach, Rashi says there. Ba'kodesh ha'seich, you should pour it onto the mizbeach, as we explained before, that the wine was taken and poured onto the corner of the mizbeach in those silver bowls, and eventually down into the shitzin. Ba'kodesh ha'seich, you should pour it onto the kodesh, onto the mizbeach, which is holy. And what are you pouring? Nesach sheichar l'Hashem. Nesach means a wine offering, that's called a nesach, nesachim. Sheichar of sheichar, l'Hashem to Hashem. Now sheichar, you're familiar what sheichar means in modern Hebrew, sheichar means beer. So you say sheichar is beer. But in the Torah, when it says sheichar, it doesn't mean beer. When it says nesach sheichar, Rashi says there that it means anything, any wine that's intoxicating. Sheichar is lafuke, the Gemara in Bava Basra actually has a drasha. Gemara Bava Basra, daf tzadi zayin amar aleph, says that when it says nesach sheichar l'Hashem, it means that the wine has to be intoxicating. Prat liyayin migitoy, to exclude yayin, wine that comes directly from the wine press that's not yet fermented. Say grape juice is not intoxicating. So that's not kosher for the nesachim. When a person brings a nesach together with a carbon, so it has to be nesach sheicher. It has to be an intoxicating wine offering, l'Hashem. That's the din of the nesachim. Okay, so now we have the din of the carbon. We have the mincha, which is the fine flour together mixed with the oil. And that's done, the kmitza and all the avoidas that are done with the mincha. And then comes the nesach, the wine offering, which is poured on the kodesh, on the holy mizbeach, nesach sheichal Hashem, the intoxicating wine, that's the carbon, the nesach that's offered to Hashem. And then the final pasuk has, the eis hakeves hasheni, the second lamb, tasa bein ha'arbaim, you should do in the afternoon, like we said with the first lamb, the same halachas, keminchas haboiker uchiniskoi tasa, which means just like the mincha that was prescribed for the morning carbon tamid, uchiniskoi, and like its nesach, the same exact thing, the asiris ha'efa, fine flour, the mixed with the revi'is ha'hin of oil, and the nesach, which is the revi'is ha'hin of wine, just like you did with the morning keves, you repeat it mamish in the afternoon as well, the carbon tamid shal bein ha'abayim, ishe re'ach nichoyach l'Hashem. this will be a fire offering. Reich Nechayach, this will also be a Reich Nechayach Lashem. So the second kavis is done bein ha'aboyim. Keminchas ha'boyker u'chiniskoi ta'aseh. You should do it just like the mincha and the nesach, just like we said in the beginning. Yishei Reich Nechayach Lashem. So that's the end of the parashas Tamid. This is something, as we mentioned, even if a person doesn't say the entire karbanos, but this is something that's a chayva, a person has to say every morning. No karban is allowed to be brought before the karban Tamid. So the karban Tamid is supposed to be the parasha that we say, that the Rama says, v'oimrim parashas haTamid, that a person is supposed to say the parashas haTamid, and that's a real chayva. And that's the parasha here in parashas Pinchas, and a person should take out a few moments every morning to say this parashas haTamid. Now at the end of the parashas haTamid, we have a minig to say another pasuk. Now this pasuk is not in the parashas haTamid. This pasuk is a pasuk actually in parashas Vayikra, Perek Aleph, pasuk Yud Aleph, and it says there the following pasuk: V'shachat oisoi al yerech hamizbeach tzofayna lefnei Hashem. It appears in the Siddurim right after the parashas haTamid. V'zorku b'nei aroin hakoyanim istamoi al hamizbeach saviv. So before we actually touch the pasuk, just to say over what's the makar b'chlal to say this pasuk, to throw in one pasuk in Parshas Vayikra over here. So in Shulchan Aruch, right in the beginning, in Siman Aleph, in Sifches, he says there, when he says what you're supposed to say in the morning, so the Mechaber says, Yoimar ima karbonis, you should say with the karbonis, pasuk v'shachat oisoi v'goimer, you should say the pasuk v'shachat oisoi al yerech hamizbeach, this whole pasuk that we're about to explain now. You should say it with the karbonis. And the Mishnah Berurah says right there, in Sifkat and Yutes, when are you supposed to say it? These karbanos are pretty long. When are you supposed to say it? Kehayoyim noyagin la'onrei achar parashas haTamid. This man has said, the minig has become to say it after the parashas haTamid, and that's taka how it appears in our Siddurim. To say after the parashas haTamid, v'shachar ha'isoy. Why dafka do we say it with the parashas haTamid? So first let's listen to what the pasuk means, and then we'll be able to figure out on our own why we say it with the parashas haTamid. So the pasuk reads like this. V'shachat ha'isoy, and you should shecht it. This pasuk is referring to a karban oila. In the beginning of Parashas Vayikra, the first carbon that's discussed is a carbon oil. And it says you should shecht it where? Al yerech hamizbeach, on the side of the mizbeach, on the floor of the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash, or in the Azara of the Mishkan. So, in the Chatzar HaMishkan, or in the Azara of the Beis HaMikdash, so al yerech hamizbeach, on the side of the mizbeach, tzafayna, the north side, lifnei Hashem, in front of Hashem. That means, where is the shechita of a carbon oil? On the north side, al yerech hamizbeach tzafayna, the word yerech means a side. The literal taich of the word yerech, does anyone know what a yerech means? The thigh, very good. So the yerech means a thigh. So there's a rashi in Parshas Pekudei. Not too many rashis in Parshas Pekudei. If you do Truman to Tzav well, so Vayakam Pekudei goes easier. But one of the rashis in Parshas Pekudei, in Perek Mem, Pasuk Chof Beis, Rashi says there, on a pasuk that says about yerech, so Rashi says that yerech means a side. Literally, though, yerech means a thigh. So why is it referred to as a side? Kayorech hazeh shehu betzidei shel adam. Just like the thigh of a person is on the side of a person. So the same thing when the Torah says about the side of the mizbeach, so it uses the lashon of yerech, the thigh, because a person's thigh is on his side. Al kapanim, so that's the title over here in this pasuk as well. V'shachat oisoi, you should shech the karban oila. Al yerech hamizbeach, on the side of the mizbeach, tzafayna, the north side, lefnei Hashem. What do you do after the shechita? V'zarku b'nei Aaron ha'kayanim, the children of Aaron, who are the kayanim, should throw, as damai, the blood of the carbon, al hamizbeach, on the side of the mizbeach, saviv, all around. And we might have mentioned before that you don't actually throw the blood all around the mizbeach, you throw it on two of the corners, and when you throw it on two of the corners, two opposite corners, so then the blood goes from each corner, it goes onto two sides of the mizbeach. It's called shtayim shehein arba. You do two sprinklings of the blood, but then it's really shehein arba. It's now on all four sides. Blood is spritzed on all four sides of the mizbeach, and that's a kiyum of saviv all around. So it doesn't mean you do four zrikas, one on each side. It's really two on two of the corners, on the southwest corner and the northeast corner of the mizbeach. You're throwing the blood, and then it spritzes onto four sides, and that's called saviv. So akapanim, that's the pasuk that we're supposed to read. Why does the Mishnah Berurah say we read it after the Karban Tamid? So based on the Pshat and the Pasuk, L'chaira would seem obvious that the reason is because the Karban Tamid is the first Karban that we bring every day that has this din. Karban Tamid, as we said, is a Karban Oila. And Oila is supposed to be Shechted B'Tzafayn, on the north side. Al Yerech HaMizbeach Tzafayna. So when we say about the Parashas HaTamid, so we say this Pasuk, V'Shachar Isai, because this is the first, that's why we say it after over here, because this is the first Karban of the day that has this din to be Shechted on the north side. Why b'chlal do we say this pasuk? Once we're saying it, it's a good place to say it in Parshas Tamim. Why Bechlal do we say this pasuk v'shachar Isai more than any other psukim that are written in the Parsha of Korbanos? So if you look on that halacha in Shulchan Aruch and Siman Aleph, there's a Taz in Sif Katan Ches brings from a Medrash that the reason why Klal Yisrael is supposed to say this pasuk when we say Korbanos is because through saying this pasuk in Parshas Vayikra, v'shachar Isai al yerech hamizbeach tzofayna lefnei Hashem, says the Taz, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zoicher Akedas Yitzchak. Hashem remembers Akedas Yitzchak. He brings it from the Medrash that when a person says this pasuk, Hashem remembers Akedas Yitzchak, and that's a big schus for us. How in the world Hashem remembers Akedas Yitzchak dafka when we say this pasuk, I have no idea, but I trust the Taz, b'shem the Medrash, that when a person says this pasuk, it reminds Hashem of the Akedas Yitzchak, which is the greatest schus for us, and therefore a person even doesn't have time to go through the whole Akedah Yitzchak and say the Akedah, which you mentioned, is a great schus for him. So saying this pasuk, this itself is a Kadosh Baruch Hu Zoicher Akedah Yitzchak when a person says this pasuk. So that's why we say this pasuk b'chlal, and as the Mishnah Berurah says, our minhag is to say it by the Parshas, right after the Parshas HaTamim.